Okay, so we're doing Shabbos, Chaf Gimel and Beis, the sugya of Ner Sheyesh Lo Shnei Pios. So it says Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adifa Amar Huna. I guess it's like the sixth line on the page. Okay, Ner Sheyesh Lo Shnei Pios, Olo Lo Shnei Bnei Adam. So a candle which has two mouths, openings, right? Pios, the front path. Two openings counts for two people. Okay? Counts for two people. So let's see Rashi, what's talking about. Shnei Pios. Shneiro Shalham Shal Charasain. So their candles were made of earthenware.
Luchusin.
And they'd be covered. Right? Ve'osim lo nekev b'tzidei kisuyav, and you'd make a hole in the side of the covering. V'hachnis lo psila. To put the wick into there, right? The huapa, and that's what's called the pa. That's the mouth, the opening. Ulamayla bikisuyav, and on top of the covering, the yeshnekev katan. There's a little hole. V'gam chalal yesh lamayla min hakisuy. There's like a hole space on top of the covering. Like I guess like a little bit of a decline, a compartment, yeah. Umemailo shaman, and you fill that with oil. Unichnas derech hanekev mat mat, so it has two tiny little holes. So it has a tiny little hole that it drips down into the oil, right into the, I guess the clay, you know, and slowly drips in. So I guess it constantly feeds it, right? So im yesh bo shnei nekavim, shnei tzadim. So if it has two holes, it's from the two sides. So these are the holes, not the holes which you drip the oil in, but the holes that you have the wicks in, right? Olo l'shnei b'nei adam. So it counts for two people. The mehadrin ha'osu ner l'kol achad b'achad. For the mehadrin, it's talking about a case. Let's say mehadrin. So the basic mitzvah is you light one person, each house lights one candle. So if each house lights one candle, there's nothing to talk about. You just light one candle. What do you mean it counts for two people? You just have one candle. But mehadrin is that however many people are in the house, you light that many candles. Right? So the five people in the house, you light five candles every single night. That's mahadran.
We don't necessarily paskin that way, right?
No, we do mahadran, minimahadran, or, you know, if we do anything. We do mahadran, minimahadran, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But in theory, it could be the same question. It's a good question why Rashi specifically chooses this case. But I guess maybe because it says, Ol l'shnei b'nei adam. It doesn't say it counts for two nights. So it counts for two people. So what do you mean it counts for two people? I thought two people is just do one candle for the whole house. So they're saying it must be talking about for mahadran, which is kind of funny because who does? Why is it talking about people doing mahadran? But whatever, that's what it's doing, right? Yeah, it's interesting actually. Is Tosos? There is another way to learn, which is Tosos as well. So it's before we get to this. So what's it saying? So it's saying is that this candle, which has two holes, will count for two people. It will count as two. Okay. Yeah, the other way to learn is like this, is that, see, how did they used to, where they used to light?
Outside
of where?
Outside their courtyard.
Okay, so that's a question. So let's say you have a house and then a courtyard. So if you have let's start with a simple case. You have a house directly on the street, you light right by your door. Let's say you have a house with opens up into a courtyard. So where do you light? So it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says you light by your house. Each person lights by their house. Tosa says you light by the opening of the courtyard. Okay? So, if you light by the opening of your courtyard, what's going to happen? You're going to have a few houses, because the courtyard may be open up, the number of houses may open up to the courtyard. So you could end up having one place where you can have four or five different houses lighting, right? Because the opening of that courtyard.
Right,
so then you can say this case. Well, then you could have the same case. Then you could say, so you have a lot of candles. So now if you have a ner, sheyesh lo shnei pios, does it count for two houses or for one house? So then you could say, that's what it really means. So lo shnei b'nei adam, you don't have to say it's talking about mahadran. You could say it's talking about a regular mitzvah, one candle per house at the door of the courtyard. But Rashi, who learns that even in a courtyard, you always light a door of your house, so you can't learn that way, right? Because everyone's going to have it their own house. So therefore, Rashi has to learn, what do you mean, Ola, for more than one person? So he's going to say, it's Torah Mahadran. Okay? I think Tosos learns that case. I forget where he is. Somewhere else. I think somewhere else. Yeah. That's one of his rayas. Actually, he uses this as one of his rayas. against Rashi. Because Olo Shnei Bnei Adam, what?
It's a good proof.
It's a good proof. Because I guess, I mean, Rashi will say it's talking about Mahadran, but it's a funny thing to talk about Mahadran. You know, why is he talking about it? It's not nothing crazy about it, but like, you know, I don't know. It sounds. Also, Olo Shnei Bnei Adam is like, sounds like to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, not just for the Kiyam of Mahadran. So that's Tosas is that machlokas is, and it's interesting to define that. Maybe if we have time at the end, maybe we could even take that up. That's interesting machlokas. It's chafal from base Tosas mitzvah anichan pesel base of effects. So if we get to it, good. If not, you know, if you want something to work on, it's a nice little problem. I think I did in Shir one of these years. Were you there when I did it
last year?
Oh, I did it last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then,
refreshment is always chafal from base.
Yeah. So I think it's on tape if you want to listen from last year. Okay. Alrighty, so now where does that leave us? Okay, back to us, right? So back to us. So it's saying, yeah, that's Rahuna's halacha. Right? Yitzchak bar Difa. In the name of Rahuna, that this Ner Shiyas Shnei Pilz counts for two people. So, I think for our purposes, whatever. Mahadran, whatever it is, doesn't matter. But basically, counts for two. Okay. So, I guess there's a Havim and a Maskana here, right? Apparently, you would have thought...
It only counts for one person.
You would have thought it only counts for one person. Kamash Malan. No. Yeah. Counts for two, right? Okay, so we'll go further first, but I think we should define that. What's the... Conceptually, what's it teaching us? Okay?
Yeah. Again, what are the... It's two wicks, but from the same...
Same oil source. Same clay. Right? They have a clay, which is like a utensil has oil, and it has two openings. For you know, two different wicks.
So it's the actual light that's emitted from the vessel, which counts as your nair, so to speak. It's not necessarily the fact that you have one vessel, but it's the light that comes out of that vessel.
Right.
So regardless of, you know, where it's coming from, as long as there's two separate distinct lights being you're able to
Okay, good. So maybe we could define that a little better. So what would be the Havmin or what's the Maskana? Right.
So the Havamina would be that you would need... No, it had to be two distinct vessels in order for you to have two different people yotzei from it.
Okay.
But no, you can have as long as the lights themselves are distinct, it could be for more than one person.
Or to maybe just say slightly differently, you would think that Heftzes have to be distinct. But they say no, only the nairs have to be nicker.
Okay, what do you mean by chafta?
The object, like the oil reservoir. The entire object.
Okay. Could you go a little further? Why would you say? Because maybe we could just defend each of the other sides a little bit. What's the sense of which side do you like? Which side sounds more reasonable here?
From the Pearson example, it sounds like the Nair sounds more reasonable. Because then you don't really care. You walk back 50 feet. As long as you see two candles, you don't really care whether it's one pot.
Okay, good.
It would make more sense. Why would you need a second object?
Okay, good.
Because if you just see one object with two candles coming out, you're just gonna think it's one person. Why are two people gonna be doing the same?
I don't think the people make a difference. It's the narrows itself make a difference, right? It doesn't make a difference how many people lit the candle, as long as there's two different lights coming out.
What do you mean?
So it doesn't make a difference if person A and person B light candle Z, right? But there's two different lights coming out of candle Z. That's the difference. Whereas it could be just one person who lit those two lights.
Okay, so I guess Adam and Abraham want to say that, and this is, I guess, kind of what you're getting at. I think we just have to make this a little clearer. But that you'd think that it has to be one. The point is, there's one chafta here. One chafta of a nair, I guess. Right? As you'd say, for instance, what's this called? Nair. Right? So what does that mean? It's a nair, singular, which has two openings, right? So what's a nair? A nair is like a lantern, right? A nair is not just flame. A nair, has different components to it. It's a kli, which has, you know, it's like a vessel with oil and a light, a wick and a light. Right? I mean, an air is like a, we don't really have these things, but they were like a lantern. Like, it's a, right? It's an air. And if you have to say how many neros are there, there's one there. Right? There's one there here. So you'd say that if there's two people, there'd be two neros. It's true the ner happens to be like a double. You know, it's a double. It's a double ner. Right? But it's still one entity. And you'd say the mitzvah is you have to have a ner for each person in the house. And a ner, if you wanted to define a ner means has different components. So this is basically one ner. So it's true, doubling up on the wick and flame component of the ner. So it's like a, you know, it's like a sophisticated ner, but it's still one entity of the ner. Right, what defines the ner is it's a kli, it's part of, right? It's one kli.
Maybe the Gemara is defining
it. It's obviously good, is that it's teaching you that even though if you're looking at like in the realm of like the chas v'shalom ner, what's the, like, just forget about Mitzvah Chanukah, just let's look at a ner. Look at a ner. So yeah, there's only one ner. Ner she'eshal shnei pios, it's one entity. But the mitzvah is not just Hadlakas Haner, it's not essentially the mitzvah. It's not like just the mitzvah light a candle, right? It's not Mesa Hadlakas Haner. The mitzvah is piersum via Ner, right? I mean, you're using an air, but the mitzvah is really piersum. Now, so far as piersum is concerned, what about the flame? What about the Ner? Which aspect of the Ner really matters in terms of piersum? Is the flame? That's what people see, right? It's at night, and you have a flame in the window, or two flames, or three flames, right? That's what matters as far as piersum. So what it's saying is that the what's koveya the number of neros? You don't define Ner based upon the underlying entity of Ner, like of, you know, an universal framework of Tartar Kula, just of like the Chafza Shel Kli and all that. But what the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah zeroes in on Ner B'Torah's Pirsum, defines the Ner from the framework of Pirsum, and therefore the Ner, the quantity of the Neros is determined by the quantity of lights, of things which are seen, the visible entity from the public. So therefore you say, is this is Shnei Neros. Okay? Objectively, it's not. It's one Ner. But it's saying is you don't define the chath, the number, and the entity in an objective framework. You define it from the framework of the mitzvah of Pearson. Framework of the mitzvah of Pearson, this is really a twofold entity. It's Shnei Neros. Really, it's one. Yeah, but here we don't go about what's really the thing we're looking at the thing in terms of the mitzvah of Pearson, and it's a twofold thing. To summarize, so the Havinas Kana is that how do you define the entity of Ner? Because you have to say, how you have to have, let's say, three Neros. How do you define and quantify Ner? So do you define Ner from the universal framework of what a Ner is? In which case here, it's a Ner, she'eshal shnei pios. It's one entity. Because a Ner, the universal framework, is a Kli with oil, and, you know, this is one Kli, it's one thing. Now, that's true, it has one of its components, the light wick thing, there are two of them. But essentially, it's one entity of a Ner, it's one lantern. Or do you say, so Kamash Mala, no, that you don't define the Chafza, the entity, from the framework, universal framework of Kalim, but you define it from the framework of Pearson. There's a mitzvah of Pearson. And Pearson really zeroes in and is interested in the light, in the flame, because that's what people see. So the thing is, we define the Nair based upon the light, which is a one component of a candle, but that component is what's primary here. So it says you have to have two Nairos. It doesn't mean two Chafter Shel Nairos. It means two lights. Two lights. And of course, sure, a light needs an air, needs a kli and all that stuff. But it's the mitzvah doesn't, that's just like practically you need that, but the mitzvah really goes by the light, the flame, right? It's like almost like, you know, it's kind of like I always wondered this. I didn't really look into it, someone once told me about it, but like the menorah, like, is there an idea of like what's the status of the Hanukkah menorah? Someone once asked me, like, is there an idea of having a beautiful menorah, you know, a beautiful menorah?
Well, isn't the idea of having like a more beautiful no, etrog or lulav, right, is part of persuming, you said, and so...
Well, the idea is zekeli v'amehu. It's like, that's the idea of having beautiful mitzvahs. It's like, this is my God, and I adorn him. So there's the idea that it's not the fun of a mitzvah. So you do mitzvahs with beautiful stuff. It's like, it's a den of the person. I think it's the idea of, like, the gavra, or like, things which a person values, you do beautifully, right? So if you do it ugly or whatever, it indicates a certain internal relationship to the thing, something which is important to you. Make beautiful, right? Just think in any area of your life, you know? You do something, someone comes in, and you do something in a cheap, ugly kind of way. It's like, even though technically speaking, look, I did the mitzvah, but there's an attitude of a gavra, how you relate to the mitzvah. But the, so you could argue, so you said a beautiful menorah, but you could all, could someone give an argument that, against that? Someone argue against that? So obviously it's good. I mean, I didn't look into this. You have to look into it. I thought that someone told me there's a Mishabur which is against it. I don't know if I ever fully got to the bottom of it. But an argument would be is that the menorah isn't really part of the mitzvah. Okay? It's not really relevant. Menorah is just practically what's holding the candles. Right? What's the mitzvah is the light. So beautiful. In fact, the Gemara does talk about beautiful. But it says, what kind of oil are you going to use? Because this has a brighter flame and this has a, you know, different types of flames, more shaky, steady flames. So olive oil has the best flame. You know, that's a good flame. So the piercing, the chefs of the mitzvah is really in the flame, not in the candle which you're, which is holding the flame, or not in the metal, even if you say the candle, not in the metal which is holding it, you know, because that's not really, in terms of piercing, those people... The view of the observer doesn't see the candelabra. I mean, he may, but that's not really where the mitzvah lies. But you could argue, you could say, look, but bottom line is you can't have a candle without something which is holding it, so therefore that brings in the candelabra into the thing in some way. You know, it's not saying you have to say that, but the essence of the mitzvah is not in the menorah. People spend a lot on the menorah. The essence of the thing is, like for instance, you have people get fancy menorahs, but they have candles that don't really last very long. Or, I mean, whatever, that's a separate discussion. But if you want to really be careful about the mitzvah, it's not in getting the most beautiful menorah, it's in getting the most beautiful light and making it last the best amount of time. That can put it in the right place, that kind of thing. You know, that's really where the essence of the mitzvah is. Yeah. It's true that the way you're quantifying the thing is by the light. But it's a light. No, it still has a nair. It's not saying is that you don't need a nair. You don't need the kli and all that stuff. It's just saying is the way we quantify it is based upon the light of it, you know. But for instance, Pearson was set up via Nair. It didn't say Pearson, you can put up signs. Put up signs, tonight's Hanukkah, it's the third night of Hanukkah, great. But there's Tura of the Mitzvah. Tura of the Mitzvah is through Hadlakas HaNer. You know, so Hadlakas HaNer is, you could argue, is using an electric light is not considered like an error. So it's true, it may be that people are going to see it and all that, but the form in which the piercing takes is through an error. What we're saying is that here, there is an error, but there's two, one aspect of the error, the important one, is two. It's twofold. So therefore, the saying is you could define it as two because of that aspect. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean you could drop the idea of like an error. So if you'd say that the turning on electric light, not define this like it's an air, so it's true. It may be that there's a light, but that's not a, well, that's not an air. It's not a locker. It's a good question. Is to compare that with Nair Shabbos, but I guess you have to be in that zugya. Okay, so further. So that's the first position. That's yes, Rav Huna, right? That's Rav Huna. There's like this. Amarava Mila Ka'ara Shaman V'Kifa Psilos. So if you fill up a plate, a bowl, whatever, of oil, and you put the wicks all around, right? So you basically can imagine, right? You have like some sort of a bowl and you put a bunch of wicks in it. Okay? And you light them. So it does the same question. How many does it count for? So it says, Kafa Le'a Kli. If you cover it with a Kli. Okay, not to tell you exactly what this means, but you put some sort of kli on top of it. Ola lakama bnei adam. It counts for many people. Lo kafa ola kli. If you don't put a kli on top of it, asa kamin medura. You make it like a torch. Feel echad nami and ola, and it's not going to even count for one. Because medura, Rashi, she'es mischaber slam tzisa. Because the flame is going to join up in the middle. In a dome of linear. Right, because the wicks, I guess, are going to somehow, like, you know, somehow come together. Probably some sort of some sort of law of physics, which will explain why that will happen. Right? Slowly they'll come together, and then there's a force, and it's not going to separate apart, right?
Probably. Once like, it's together, they're
once together, stick. Then they'll stick. And but how they get together is just through slight, subtle movements or whatever. Right?
They might just bump into
each other. Yeah, bump into each other, right? So what's going to happen is it's going to become like a torch. So, but I guess, so what's the Kli doing?
It's keeping them separate.
Okay, so how do you envision this?
It's like I have two balls with like tons of like wicks sticking out the sides.
Okay.
So
two balls.
You know, see, that makes some sense. Yeah,
a pot
like
and its cover.
A cover.
Yeah, a pot and a cover. And you have, in this case,
so there are holes in the cover? It says, let's say you have a bunch of candles.
Or you could, or
just
not necessarily
the
cover
in the
bowl.
It's sticking
out the edge. If you have like 20 different, you
know,
you have 20 different things sticking out. If you do nothing, it looks like a torch. And probably one wick is going to.
Oh, but you put a wick in the middle, it's just like somehow, I know it like floats on top or something or whatever.
No,
somehow.
Just sitting directly on top, like the lid.
But the wicks still stick out.
So the wicks stick out, but now the wicks aren't going to go moving along the side.
Okay, fine. So they'll be separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was like, you know, like you had some kind of like, ball and then like another cover on it, and with little things on the side, it just keeps coming out. The little.
I mean, little holes in the cover or something.
Yeah,
something like that.
I've seen things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, fine. Something like that, right? Something like that.
I mean, it seems for Rabbah that it doesn't make a difference. I mean, it has to be separate wicks, necessarily, and separate... The candle itself has to be separate.
Well, it is still only one fuel source, right?
Right, but by the... by Rav Huna, it was just... We determined it by the light, not by the fuel source, right? Did it make a difference?
Right, right. But here... What about here? Is this case, here's my question, is this case any different than the other case? And if so, how? On the surface, before we get deep here, on the surface is the case any different?
Doesn't seem like
it. No, it seems like the same thing, right?
Similar.
Right. If you would, in fact, if we didn't have the previous question, we would have defined it the same way. Right, what's he teaching you? Do you say you define the Chafta Shalner, you need for three Neros? There's only one air. Right? Why? Because there's one Kli, one fuel source, just has a bunch of wicks in it. Or do you say you define it by the light, right? By the flame, because it's Pearsum, and this is many Pearsums, right? Assuming, forget the torch thing, right? So let's leave the torch out for a little bit, right? Right? It sounds like the exact same thing, right? So is that fine, or is that a problem?
That's a problem.
The problem. Okay, why is it a problem?
Then they wouldn't have written it.
Right, you don't bring it in. I mean, your Rav Huna tells you this case, and now comes along Rava, and now tells you the same exact thing. Right? That's the problem, right?
You gotta find the
Chiddush. Okay, now let's say I would argue to you, no, the Chiddush is because this Madura thing.
What's that? Oh,
the torch thing. That if you don't cover it with an air, if you don't cover it with the clay, then it's going to be a problem because
it
shouldn't Madura.
Be a problem because as long as there's the or, it should be fine.
Right, and that's what it's teaching you, that's a problem. Right?
That's not really a Chiddush, that's kind of obvious that's a problem.
Okay, because...
No, but
because if it's a Madura, it's just one light.
Okay, what you could say is... Oh, no, but it's not only saying it's one, it's it doesn't even count for one because Madura isn't good. Mm-hmm. But obviously, right, I don't say it's true, is that obviously the Madura is not going to count as 10 because it becomes one. But it says you even for one it doesn't count because it's Eina Doma Lener, whatever that means.
I don't know. Can you have a nail with light with lots of? Would you even think that all 10 together would be one light? How do you find a nail? Is a nail just one wick, or is a nail?
That's a good question.
Like, let's say I use a
Havdalah. Maybe that's what it's teaching you, right? Maybe that's what it's teaching you. Maybe that's what it's teaching you. That and an air. I'm going to define it, but maybe that's what it's teaching you. So maybe that's the chiddush, right? In which case, you don't have a kasha anymore.
I think that's a little
shaky.
No, I don't think that's a good direction.
Okay, why?
I think you could explain that kind of Kiddush in a better, like, I wouldn't put it here.
Okay, good. What would you do?
You?
No, what would you do? if you wanted to give that kind of Kiddush, what would you do?
You could do something like the description of wicks or something. When you're talking about like, what kind of wicks you can use or how big it has to be. Why would you talk about, if you're talking about the oil, this, and that, it doesn't make sense to put it here.
I think you're right. The Adam is right. Is that if you wanted to tell me the halacha that you're not allowed to use a Havdalah candle for an Echanaka, so just say, Mendura, Apostle, an Echanaka. Something like that. I mean, right? Just straight up, tell me that is a separate halacha. You don't have to tell me a case where you have a kli which has a bunch of wicks, and then you don't put a cover on, then it's a madura, then it's pasul. I mean, that's just a complicated madura, right? Just tell me straight up that a madura is pasul, right? And that's what it's trying to tell you. But it would seem on the surface that there's two parts to this case. It seems that. There's two sides to the case. One is if you don't put the cover on it, then it's possible because it's a Madura. But if you do put the cover on it, it's all the common Me'adam. It counts for a lot of people, right? I mean, that's the way Rav is making it. There's two things. So you have this thing, this kli, which has, you know, as many wicks around it. So it depends. If you put a kli on it, it counts for many. If you don't put a kli on it, it's possible because it's like a Madura. So it seems like there's two separate chidushim, right? He could have just left out the, put the kli on top of it and say, we already dealt with this in Ravuna. Right, if that's all, or even if you want to say there's some chiddush that this is like Madura, so just say if you have a wick with a psilos, that's possible because of Madura. What do you have to tell me? What happens if you put a kli on top of it? If you just read Ravuna, you'll know that that's the case. So it seemed that it must be this that Rava is teaching you something else. There's a chiddush in Rava on top of Ravuna, even though I know Ravuna, still Rava is teaching me something new, something which I didn't already know. Maybe even Ravuna wouldn't even hold by it. Who knows? Right, Rav was a new mandamer. He could deposit his own thing, but on the surface to us, it would seem that this is the same exact thing. Right? What really is the difference? It's a problem. So let's leave this problem for tomorrow or Wednesday. Question is, hopefully you guys will have a svara for me. What's the difference between these two cases? What additional chiddush is Ravuna teaching me? Is Rav teaching me? And second thing I want to know is like this. If you look carefully, well, you tell me a question. Look carefully at the second part. Which is that if you cover a kli, you cover with a kli, asa'a kamin medura, you make it like a torch. Afil echad nami en ola, and it doesn't even count for one.
If you don't cover it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Lo kafal kli. I'm sorry. If you don't cover it. So what's if you read carefully, what's striking?
You make it like, but you don't make it directly.
Exactly. That one word like kamin medura. You make it like a torch.
Well,
if you don't cover with a kli, you make it like a torch, and it doesn't even count for one person. What does he mean, you make it like a torch? Is it a torch, or is it not a torch? And look at Rashi. Rashi also. You could just say lav dafka, that's what it means. But Rashi says, the fire joins in the middle, of ain't a domel in there. It's not similar to an air. It's not domel.
Well, how do they define torch right then?
The torch could have oil. I think it could have oil.
Aren't they defining it by like how much light it gives off?
I feel a lot of candles just put together. It's not really a torch.
Okay, that's a good question. So that's my question. My question is, is it a torch or is it not a torch? If it's not a torch, what is a torch, and then why is this not good then? In other words, if it's a torch, then say it's a torch. If it's not a torch, then it's not a torch. Then why is it possible? It's an air. So what is it? Is it an air or is it a torch? How many things are there? So it sounds like it's saying it's not really an air, but it's similar. So what kind of soul is that? I mean, it's an air, so why doesn't it count for one? Why, you know, it's a problem. Yeah. Right? So make up your mind, I guess. If it's a torch, just say so. It doesn't sound like the Gemara nor Rashi is saying that. It says ain't a domel in air. It sounds like it is an air. It's not domel in air. It's like a torch. Right. So what's that idea? What's the soul? Okay, so that's, it's teaching you something. So that's two things we ought to explain. The difference, Rava's Chiddush, and then this torch thing.
And Rashi says fire joins in the middle.
Rashi says the fire joins in the middle, and it's not domet to an air. It doesn't appear, it's not like an air, that kind of thing.
Okay, good.
Okay?
So that makes a lot more sense than the wicks joining together. Because when you have two flames and you light one and the other, then it produces an even larger flame. But if they're separate far enough, then the flames don't join. Right. So I think that's what Rashi's talking about.
But they're going to draw. They're going to come together, though, he says. Or at least the flame is.
If the things are close enough together, or right. If you put 50 wicks inside right. Without these little,
right.
You know,
right, things, they're going to come together.
But even if the wicks don't come together, the flame might be able to come close
right.
Enough.
Yeah, right, right. And the wicks are probably going to get drawn pretty close together. I mean, it depends.
Possibly,
you may have to have something that's going to make them float. So maybe they'll be a little bit. You know, I don't know what they used to do.
Yeah.
Somebody like nowadays you have these little circles that they float on, so those are probably going to keep at least that distance, right?
Yeah.
You can't just put a wick in there. It's going to have this. You have to somehow, right? I would think.
Yes, or unless you put it along the side like that.
Yeah.
Initially, like
yeah,
this
right.
Over there. The other.
Okay, so we'll stop here, and hopefully we'll pick up on Wednesday.